WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week here on the program. And it is a beautiful day out there. If you haven't had a chance to look out the window or walk out the door yet, it is nice. It's a little chilly right now, 43 degrees, but it's going to warm up to around 70. And I left the house in just a sweatshirt, so just a zip-up sweatshirt hoodie. So that was fine for me. And then that way there, I can forget it when I leave later and it's warm. I try not to leave stuff places. But sometimes you just can't help it. But you won't need the hoodie later, that's for sure. Maybe this evening, but certainly not later on in the day. So this is a new week on the program. This is the final week of your opportunity to win cash with Money Talks. We'll have your cash code coming up at 8 o'clock. And don't forget, on Thursday, we'll have $10,000 Thursday. But we've also got some other giveaways that we're going to start as well. We've got Boston Calling tickets that are going to be coming your way. We'll have more on that later on this week. Also, a reminder, I will not be in tomorrow. Paul Santos is going to be filling in for me. Got to have a medical procedure done. I won't grocery out the details, but it's something men in their 40s are supposed to have done. And I haven't had one yet, and I'm 47. They gave me the opportunity for the home game version, but I didn't do it. So now I gotta show up and have it done. So that'll be a new experience for me. But anyway, so Paul's gonna fill in for me tomorrow. And then I'll be back on Wednesday. So there's a lot that we can talk about. And certainly I want to get into whatever is on your mind at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. In the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo to talk about what's been going on with the council and in and around the city. He'll also take your phone calls throughout the course of that discussion. And I've mentioned this before, but I try to keep an eye on app chat during that segment, but it's not always easy. Because again, you're in the studio with somebody, you know, you want to be looking at them eye to eye when you're talking to them. So I do have the app chat screen open in front of me, and it's between Council President Burgo and I, but I don't always get a chance to take a look at it. So if I miss an app chat message, I apologize. The best way to talk to the Council President is by calling in. So it's Saturday, and by the way, there's also something else I want to discuss, because I wanted to bring it up last week, but I know that Chris McCarthy is going to have Maureen Boyle on when she has the opportunity. She's a college professor, so it's not always easy for her to join him during his program. But she was cited, first of all, she did an interview with Bob Ward of Channel 25 last week, but then she was also quoted in a Rolling Stone article that came out last week, because the question has arisen, is there a serial killer stalking New England? That's the title of the Rolling Stone piece. Another body found in Taunton over the weekend. No details yet on that. And I saw some conspiracy theories out there. I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. We're going to get into some of that later. But I saw a conspiracy theory that the reason why the DA's office had not replied or had not given the media any information about this body found in Taunton was because they're covering up the fact that it is a serial killer. I just want to put that idea to rest. The reason why the DA's office hasn't replied is because they're not very good at replying at all anymore. The person who used to be the communications person for the DA's office is no longer there. And the people who are there are not very good about putting out information. And when they put out information, it's not very good information. Now, I'm not, you know, chastising them here. That's probably not all that their job is. They probably have many other things that they're doing. But I get the sense that this is a person who is very much a Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, that's when I will answer emails and respond to things kind of person. And that's not what that position needs. The former person, Greg Milioti, was, you know, you could text him anytime and you'd get a response within a half an hour. Even if it was, we'll have more on that later, nothing to say right now. So again, I don't want to answer emails from work or messages from work on a weekend either. But that's why you didn't get a response. It's not because they're covering up anything. It's because the person just doesn't answer. But we will get into this because there's a lot that's come up, a lot of information and misinformation that's been out there. And a lot that I think, you know, we fall into this habit of becoming armchair detectives, of becoming web sleuths. And that can do more harm than good if we're not careful. Certainly web sleuths have their place. They've helped in cases before. But more often than not, they get mired in these theories that turn out not to be true. And they've actually ruined people's lives over it. But we can get into that and more. 508-996-0500. Had a great time Saturday night heading over to the Vault. Saw All Sinners and LA Guns. I hadn't been to a show at the Vault. I realized as I was there. The only thing I had attended that was a quote-unquote show there was when we had the fundraiser for Chris McCarthy and Living on a Bad Name played. Which I thought was odd because I could have sworn I'd been to shows there before. But the more I was thinking about it, I was like, I can't think of another show that I've gone to here. I've been there a bunch of times for different things. Even did a couple paranormal investigations of it. But I couldn't recall seeing another show there besides, you know, that event for Chris. But it was an amazing show. Both bands sounded great. And then when it was over, I Ubered there because I knew parking was going to be difficult. So I just took an Uber, got there within, you know, an hour of the show starting. And then walked out the door. Right afterwards, opened up the Uber app, and within a minute, I had a ride. And I think all together, with tips included, the two Uber rides cost me about $20. Well worth it. To not have to deal with parking or park blocks away and have to walk in the rain. So you might be someone who says, no, I need to have my car. And I'm one of those people too. But I thought it would be easier. Now, the downside is I couldn't drink because I have this procedure tomorrow. So I'm not allowed to drink alcohol. So I'm just drinking water the whole night. I was like, well, what a waste of an Uber, right? But it was better in the long run to not have to worry about parking. But yeah, if you haven't been there before, I do recommend it. It's a great little venue. Gets a little crowded before the show. But when I walked into, I did not get the VIP tickets, so I couldn't go in until, I think the doors opened an hour later for general admission. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to be able to see anything. I'm kind of a short guy and I'm going to be behind a bunch of tall people, but whatever. I'm just there to hear the music anyway. But when I walked in, I was able to get right in front of the stage. And that may not be where you'd prefer to sit. You might wish that you had a table. If that's the case, get VIP tickets for an event. Maybe you're going to go this Saturday for the McDonald's-themed Black Sabbath cover band, Mac Sabbath. I'm kind of interested in seeing what that's all about. I may have to go to that just because I like Black Sabbath. I like McDonald's characters. Let's see what happens when you mix the two together. Although, I'm the guy that kind of roots for the Hamburglar. I like it when he gets away with something. So 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Also, another thing that I want to make you aware of, apparently they've moved up the date of the Edaville ride auction. Originally, it was supposed to be in May. I thought it was May 15th. And then I got a message from someone on Facebook who asked if I was going to be there on Wednesday. And I said, Wednesday? It's not for a couple of weeks. And then I looked and the press release said April 30th. I was like, well, that's moved up. That's moved up from May, and that's probably because they want to get the rides out of there to start the King Richard's Fair work. So I don't know if you were planning on going and bidding on any of those Edaville rides, but keep in mind it's Wednesday, and you got to be able to pay for the rides that day and make arrangements to haul them out. So apparently they want them out there sooner than later. And I don't plan on bidding on any rides, but I may pop over there just to see and talk to some of the people who win and find out what they plan on doing with some of those rides. But I think that, things like this, there's probably a contingent of folks that come from different amusement parks that we'll probably just be bringing these to other parks. I doubt these are going to be going in like collectors' backyards. Especially considering that these are not, broken down vintage rides. These are fully functioning and in some cases antiques, but for the most part, relatively new rides. Obviously, Big Eli, the Ferris wheel, vintage, the carousel. I believe that carousel was only created in the 1980s. But don't quote me on that. But I know it came from Gaslight Village in New York, which eventually shut down and got absorbed by the Six Flags that's down the street. Or actually, it was across the street. I went to Gaslight Village when I was a kid. It was a fun little park, but you could tell that its days were numbered, especially where they had a bigger amusement park across the street, which later became a Six Flags. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a break here. And when we come back, we'll get the news from Mike. And then we'll get into this serial killer rumor that's spread across New England. So there were what? There were 8 bodies before that have been found. And now you can add the one in Taunton. Again, no proof that any of these are connected. In fact, many of these, they haven't even said if foul play is suspected or not. But we'll get into all of that and more coming up. Right now, let's take our first break of the morning, and we'll be right back. How can I forget you, girl? There is always something there to remind me. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500 is the number. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment with Mike Roberts. And a reminder, too, that just because Fun Friday is over doesn't mean you can't go over to WBSM's Facebook page and or our Instagram page and still comment on the video from Fun Friday asking the question about what's your favorite hot dog topping. I heard that there was a lot of people that went over to D's Hot Dogs on Friday after hearing us talking about it. And so get on that and tell us what your favorite toppings are. Because D's wanted to actually, you know, hear what you had to say. And they actually shared it on their page as well. And some of the answers they got: mustard, onions, relish, sometimes sauerkraut, coney and cheese, cheese and bacon, mustard and coney, coney and cheese. So they're getting lots of responses over there. And so we're going to have a lot of fun with Fun Fridays and D's Hot Dogs. All right, it's time now to go into the news and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
Eleven injured during a Canadian attack. President Trump's popularity is at an all-time low, and Generation Z is stressed out.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Two men are in custody after an off-duty cop was shot in Astoria, Larry Kofsky reports.
Police say the suspects were apprehended shortly after the 25-year-old cop was apparently ambushed at around 6:30 a.m. near 43rd Avenue and 21st Street. The New York Post quotes sources as saying the injured officer was taken to the hospital with a graze wound to the leg and is expected to be okay. The cop has not been identified. There's been no word as to a motive for the shooting.
Police in Canada now say 11 people are dead following a car plowing into a crowded street festival in Vancouver. Police Chief Steve Ray says the 30-year-old suspected driver is being held pending charges in the case. Investigators say dozens of people were also seriously injured when a black SUV drove into a packed celebration at a Filipino block party. At a news conference on Sunday, authorities said survivors were taken to 9 different hospitals. Some of them were in critical condition. Prime Minister Mark Carney has offered his condolences and called the attack horrific. A new national poll reveals a significant drop in President Trump's popularity. Less than 100 days into his presidency, the NBC News Stay Tuned poll found 55% of Americans disapprove of how Trump has handled the presidency, while 45% improve. On immigration, one of the strongest issues is the 2024 election. The poll found just over half disapprove of his policies, while only 49% approve. Meanwhile, the economy proved to be his weakest issue, with only 39% satisfied, 61% voicing their opposition. Overall, 60% of those surveyed said they believe the U.S. is on the wrong track, while 40% say it's on the right one. A large-scale DEA raid resulted in more than 100 arrests at an illegal Colorado Springs nightclub. DEA special agent in charge, Jonathan Pullen, says undocumented immigrants and active duty service members were among those detained. Gen Z struggling financially, and it's stressing them out. A Harvard study found that over 50% of Gen Zers are struggling to stay afloat financially. The financial insecurity among Gen Z is severe for women, Hispanics, and those without a college degree. Most Gen Z survey participants reveal they are anxious about their finances. President Trump says he's disappointed with Russia, as he has urged Vladimir Putin to sign a deal to end the war in Ukraine. Trump told reporters Sunday he wants the Russian leader to, quote, stop shooting, sit down, and sign a deal to end the fighting. Adding that he was disappointed missiles were flying, the frustration comes as Russia launched its deadliest attack on Kyiv in almost a year last week, killing at least 9 people and injuring over 70 in missile and drone strikes. Police are seeking the public's help in identifying a young man found floating near a Long Island dock earlier this month. His death now ruled a homicide.
Nassau County Police still don't know who he is or his age. They're estimating between 15 years old and 20. His body found floating April 8th near Reynolds Channel in Island Park. The medical examiner has ruled that the young man had been beaten and stabbed to death. Police have posted flyers describing him as black or Hispanic, about 5'4 and 130 pounds, wearing black cargo pants and a beige T-shirt. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A college education does not equal high pay in the working world, especially for students in the arts. A new report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York found that graduates who major in education, social work, or the arts usually earn the lowest median income 5 years after finishing school. The report included only full-time workers with a bachelor's degree and excludes those still enrolled.
WBSM Sports.
It was the Red Sox over the Guardians 13-3 yesterday. Sox are in Toronto tomorrow at 7:07. Celtics up 3-1 over the Magic. They won Game 4, 107-98 last night. Game 5 happens tomorrow at the Garden.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly sunny today, 70, clear tonight, 50, partly sunny tomorrow, 66, a few clouds on Wednesday, 71, cooler with sun on Thursday, 60, and rain for Friday and Saturday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. Got an app chat message from New Bedford Dan who asked, is Uber cheaper than a taxi? I'm not sure because I've never taken a taxi in the area. The only taxis I've ever taken, I think, were in Boston, and I took one once in New Orleans. But generally, I haven't taken taxis. I don't know why. I think I took one once when I was a teenager and I needed a ride to work. But I don't know that would have been an accurate pricing anyway, because I knew the cab driver. He was a customer. But I can tell you that I hadn't had the Uber app on my phone in a long time, so I downloaded it to be able to do this, and I was given 40% off the first ride because it was some promotion they have going through May 3rd, I think. So the first ride was supposed to be like $9, $8.43, something like that. And they cut that in half, well, 40%. And then the second ride was that, I think it was $12, because it was, you know, like 11, almost 11 p.m. It was 10, well, about 10:30. So that's going to be a little bit more. So I don't know what the equivalent would have been. You know, I was only going a couple of miles. But I found that, you know, the rides have been pretty affordable. And when I was driving Uber, the rides seemed pretty affordable for people. It all depends on the time, because they have what they call surge pricing. That's where they get you. As if it's a busy time, you know, it might be, it might cost you just a couple of bucks to get to where you're going, but then when you're leaving and you're trying to get home, you know, you want to go out to the bars downtown, well, you're going to pay $3, $4, or $5 to get down there, and that seems like a great deal. But then when you go to leave at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, that's like $20 for the ride home. So it all depends on the timing. But the good thing about Uber is you have the app, you open up the app, it tells you how much it's going to cost before you even ask for the ride. So you can have it on your phone and still decide anyway that you're going to call a cab instead. It's worth just checking. And in fact, put Uber and Lyft on your phone so you can check both of them. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Just a couple of things real fast. So they finally buried the Pope, huh?
Yes.
I mean, if you're famous or a notable person, they'll drag your body around, you know, all over the... Look, they did it to President Lincoln, all over the place. And who
well,
else?
They were bringing his body home to bury him, and then they had to do it by train, so...
Yeah, and everybody all lined up. I mean, I can understand that. He was a good guy, too, you know. Who else did they do that? Oh, they did it to the Queen. I mean, I don't know too many, but I'm sure there's many, many that were dragging around the place. What about that judge now? Right in the middle of everybody sitting there, the victim's family and all, she takes the murderer out down the hall with his lawyer and lets him out another door. Really? The nerve of some judges, huh?
Well, she let him out of the courtroom because she didn't want him taken into custody in the courtroom. So she basically said, go out there and then leave it up to them to get them.
Why? Why wouldn't she want him taken out of there? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why special treatment for a murderer? Why?
Who said that it was special treatment? Who said that she wouldn't have done that?
She didn't want him taken out of the courtroom. Why not?
But you're assuming she wouldn't have done that for anybody that they wanted to take in possession in her courtroom.
Oh, you're going to dance around this one. I can see that already. Come on. She did something wrong. I hope she's punished big time for that.
Well, she won't be.
I do know now. What?
She won't be, but go ahead.
Well, maybe not. But yeah, I already heard on the radio news that there's another judge that's going to be covering for her now. Well, of course, they got to put somebody else in there. I mean...
You can't not have a judge.
Okay. I saw the train early this morning from my window. I'm sitting down having my coffee, and it came by. And I feel like hopping on that train, which I've never been on yet, and take it all the way to D's Hot Dogs and have a big, fat hot dog. Too bad it doesn't go there. But, oh, my God, that serial killer could be on the same train that I take.
Well, I don't know. I would hold off on the serial killer assumption just yet.
Yeah. You know... People don't realize it. We've been hearing this for a long time when things like this going to happen. Even not just things like this, any old murder. But the investigators can't tell the public everything.
Well, that is true.
And then, you know, yeah, the killer hears everything too and then goes and makes a few changes to try to get better at his killing. So I don't care about hearing too much. All I appreciate them saying and letting us know that there is murderers going on out there. Now, I'm worried about New Beige because we're pretty close to Taunton now. So they're coming this way. And, you know, I have this big, fat, old, vintage Italian spatula, and it's pretty big. Now, I could spatula that guy to death if he tries anything. I already put it in my bag because when I'm out walking, I mean, you never know. And I used to go to that to Haven Bike Path every morning at 5 a.m. And, you know, in the winter, it's kind of dark. I'm never going to do that again now because this really woke me up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's probably not a good idea to go, in the dark by yourself anyway.
No, I'm not going to do that. Now, I go out a little bit later. The sun comes out, and it's great. Right after my coffee, I'm going to go maybe to the cemetery or something. But, yes, that spatula, I'm going to have to take a picture of it. That'll flatten him out. I'll aim for his face or to smash his face up a little bit, flatten his nose, make him bleed a little bit from the ears, you know.
If you're on the bike path and you run into trouble, just call me and I'll come running. I'll come running out the back door and I'll come get you.
What are you going to bring with you? What are you going
to
bring?
I don't need to bring anything. I'll just watch you do it with a spatula.
Oh, that sounds good. I'll let you know when I'm about to. Yeah, but how can I let you know? Because as soon as I see him, I'm going to start swinging. You'd be nowhere around.
I know. You can call me for the aftermath.
I was telling people, I hope this is not the MS gang members doing this all over the place. But how are you going to catch anybody if they're doing it everywhere?
Well, so that's the thing is, you know, law enforcement are saying that there's no reason to think that these are connected. And I think what you're probably going to find out is a lot of these might have just been, you know, missing persons who had been suffering some kind of mental health issue. They could be people who are homeless. They could be people who were drug addicts. That, you know, that's what's going to come out of a lot of this. But the fact is people are jumping on this before there's been any kind of information. And normally, you know, this is not something that is out of the realm of happening when it comes to this time of year, because as you know, you get out of the winter months, people are out walking in the woods, they find these bones that might have been there for a while, and then they report them. It's just this does seem like an extremely prevalent amount of them for one period of time.
Well, you know, Mr. Weisberg, they seem to be one right after the other. And how many cities now is that? Now it's Taunton. So do you remember all the cities?
I don't remember all the cities. I know there's been a couple in Springfield. There was one in Plymouth, one in Connecticut. I think there was one in New Hampshire. There's different, you know, there's these Facebook groups that are popping up that are trying to track it all and creating maps and all of that. But you got to be careful because then they start adding things in there that later on turn out not to be the case and they don't update the map. So it looks like it's worse than it is.
Do you know if they mentioned any of the names of these victims yet? Because I haven't seen anything.
I have not seen any names released, no.
I'm sure the family might know.
In a lot of cases, they've been unidentified remains.
Very sad, because now, you know, what comes to my mind is the highway killings and all that. So it's like all over again. But I hope they solve this real fast, because this is, And then you have mental copycats, too. Well, have a good day. And listen, good luck tomorrow, because it's not so bad.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
And 508-996-0500. So, again, law enforcement is saying that these are not connected. So I do want to get into it, and we might have to wait for the next hour to get into it. But I want to get into the downside, because a lot of people are saying, well, what's the big deal if people are talking about it? If they're talking about it, it makes, you know, people more aware, and it might make people be a little safer when they're out and about. And great, I agree with all that. Except, first of all, there's a lot of mental anguish you're putting some of these family members through, of people who have missing relatives, or if these remains turn out to be their relative. But also, there's danger in trying to solve it, because what ends up happening is, just look at the case with was that hotel, the Cecil Hotel out in L.A., where there was a woman who died under mysterious circumstances, and all of these web sleuths were trying to solve it, and they had determined that it was this guy from South America, this rock star from South America, because he had been staying there. And they determined that he had been the one that killed her, and they made his life a living hell. And he ended up killing himself. And it turns out he was actually staying there the year before she disappeared, at the same time period, not the time that she was there. Like, these web sleuths have done more harm than good in some cases. But Maureen Boyle, who you have heard many times here on WBSM, especially with Chris McCarthy, but I've done shows with her on Spooky South Coast before too. She is the author of Shallow Graves, The Hunt for the New Bedford Highway Serial Killer, and she was the one who was covering that for the Standard Times as it was happening. She told Rolling Stone that she is not buying the New England serial killer theory. She said, people are found along highways and in the woods all the time, but that doesn't mean that these cases are related, and it doesn't mean that there's a serial killer on the loose. Too many people are making a game of it. This is not a game. We have families who are grappling with grief who are now being victimized. And Rolling Stone says, Boyle speculates that the serial killer narrative is so popular because it presents us with a singular boogeyman. She says, it is much easier for people to think there's just one person out there, and if we catch him, everything's going to be safe. And that's just not true. There are serial killers around, but they're not as prevalent as people might think. There are also a lot of crazy people out there that are killing people. And she says, people just find the idea entertaining thanks to shows like Dexter and true crime documentaries. She said, it's a type of killer that the general public doesn't really understand. And so now, you know, we've got these multiple Facebook groups that have popped up. You know, all of this chatter on social media. And does that do more harm than good? 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break here. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. So, again, we are going to have your first cash code of the day to make that money talk. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have 10 codes throughout the course of the day. And this is your final week to be able to enter to win cash with our Money Talks contest. So if you haven't been playing, that's okay. There's still plenty of chances this week to get involved. All the information is at the WBSM.com website and on the WBSM app. Just click on Money Talks. Whether you go on the app, there's a button in the middle of the screen. If you go on the website, there's a tab at the top of the page, and that'll give you all the information you need to be able to start playing. And then hear those codes every hour beginning at 8 a.m., 8 through 5. The last code comes just after the 5 o'clock news. And then you can enter all of those codes on WBSM.com or on the app, and each time you're entered, that's an entry to try to win you $1,000, except on Thursday when we give away $10,000. So Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Long Moving and Storage. And start thinking about what you could do with $1,000 or maybe even $10,000, how that would make your summer a little better, right? I'd probably blow it on a Trans Am. Probably. Maybe a cheap Trans Am and a motorcycle. And then I'd just look at that pile of bills with that Leonardo DiCaprio face from all the memes, you know? But of course, I'm ineligible to win. I know what the codes are. I can't enter. But you certainly can. And hopefully you can make that money talk. And if you do, hey, let us know what you spend it on, right? Let us all live vicariously through you. Maybe you spend that on a lot of hot dogs. Still, I was getting responses to the hot dog question over the weekend. Probably our most popular Fun Friday question so far. And we're going to have Fun Fridays every Friday coming up, thanks to D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. All right, I've got one more break I'm going to take before the end of the hour. Let me get that done, and we'll come back to wrap things up for this hour. All right, we are going to be going into the news in just a moment. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more about this New England serial killer and why you've got to be weary of some of the people who are trying to capitalize on this. And a whole bunch more, 508-996-0500. That'll be the number to call in and chime in if you have thoughts, or you can send app chat messages or open line voicemails on the WBSM.